Welcome to Skies Revival Radio. Many have attended the Sky Family Revival concerts and have been greatly touched by the Holy Spirit. This program was created to keep that fire alive. Today is the day to wake up from all our worldly distractions to seek first the kingdom of God. Nothing will satisfy your soul like giving Jesus first place in your life. Nothing will restore our country except for those who are called by His name to start seeking the Lord with all their might. And this is revival, that we would seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Join us today. Let revival begin with you.
Father looked down on his own precious. Welcome to Skies Revival Radio. We're glad you could join us today. This is Tom from the Sky family. Before we start our lesson today, I want to encourage anyone who would like to schedule a Sky family concert at your church or at your community gathering or your outdoor event, please give us a call at 508-887-1051. That number again is 508-887-1051. Or if you would like to schedule revival meetings for the summer or the fall or next year, we are glad to be a part of what you're doing. We travel extensively. It doesn't matter where you live. We'll probably be able to work you into the schedule. So give us a call or go to our website. Just Google the Sky family. And the email address, tourmanager@theskies.org, will be on there. You can contact us by email. Today, we're going to talk about prayer. That is, answered prayer. The only kind of prayer that matters. Many religions of the world lead their followers to hours and hours of prayer. But it doesn't mean anything because it's not answered prayer. Prayer in itself does not glorify God. It's answered prayer that glorifies God. So today we're going to find out how to have answered prayer. In this lesson, we're going to examine the story of the Canaanite woman found in Matthew chapter 15, verses 22 through 28. This is one of the most instructional stories pertaining to answered prayer and obtaining things from God, and ends with Jesus actually complimenting this woman. It's one of only two compliments found in the Gospels. So let's examine what happened that caused Jesus to approve her faith. I'm going to paraphrase the story, and you can read it word for word in your Bible. This Canaanite woman was very desperate. Her daughter, whom she loved as her own flesh, was cruelly tormented by a devil. Day by day and year after year, the girl's condition tore at her mother's heart. She watched helplessly while her daughter screamed in anguish and flailed her limbs. There was no help from the physicians. She had nowhere to turn. And in her despair, one day she heard a report that a great prophet was passing somewhere nearby, and a desperate hope arose in her heart. She determined to do anything to help her little girl, including walking many miles and throwing herself at the mercy of this man. So she left her household and went out into the countryside to find this Jesus. And after a desperate search, she beheld him at a distance. She ran to catch up and began crying out to him. Then something unexpected happened. She actually had found him and called out to him, but his response was not at all what she expected. His answer was silence. The Bible says he answered her not a word. He didn't even look at her or respond. What should she do now? How was she to deal with such overwhelming discouragement? In complete confusion, she was about to turn around, but then the thought of her little daughter came to her, and she cried out again. In fact, she kept calling out to Jesus, who was walking away from her. He was passing her by after she had come so many miles to seek him out. She began crying out all the more, thinking to herself, "I can't just let him walk by after coming so far. I must have an answer." So she called out with even more desperation, to the point that she was actually irritating the disciples, and they asked the master to send her away because she was shouting out after them. Jesus finally stopped and turned toward her and actually began speaking directly to her. But this time, his reply was even more confusing than his ignoring her. He said, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." He made no seeming effort to help her in any way. He said, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel," which was very pertinent to her because she was a Canaanite and not an Israelite. And he made no seeming effort to help her in any way. Most people would have given up at that and walked away. But her response to that crushing answer was the cry of a mother's heart, "Lord, help me." The Lord spoke again and said, "It's not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." What a discouraging answer. But she responded with the most amazing statement, saying, "Yes, Lord, but even the dogs feed on the crumbs which fall from their master's table." Then the Lord marveled and said, "O woman, your faith is great. Be it done for you as you wish." And at that moment, the little girl was delivered and healed. Oh, the unimaginable joy and relief that flooded that mother when she returned home and found her daughter completely well. This true story is a pattern for effective prayer, and it's instructional to us all. It is what we ourselves encounter as we seek the Lord. When we go to the Lord with a very pressing need, as we cry out to the Lord, it is very common to experience just what this woman did. As we've gone out of our way to seek him for a very urgent matter, the first thing that often happens is he answers us not a word. Nothing. We seek the Lord, but what we feel as we pour out our heart is that no one is listening. That there is no God. That our prayers are just hitting the ceiling and bouncing back. We feel like nothing is happening. This is very common. The typical first testing of urgent prayer is a feeling that God is not listening. And it's at that point when you need to persist. You need to call out more. You need to recall the promises of God. You must remember that he is closer than your breath, and that before you call, he will answer you. You can conquer the temptation with the word of God. You must remember that God is right there and knows your needs before you even ask. So you must press on and continue to cry out. The next test in calling out to God in prayer, corresponding to the apostle saying, "Send her away, for she is shouting after us," is thinking this overwhelming thought that our requests are bothering him. Very often there is a strong temptation to think that he doesn't have time for us. Our request isn't significant to him. God is so busy caring for the universe that we're bothering him. But what was this woman's response to that discouragement? She kept on crying out in spite of being put off. As she persisted, the next test was, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, meaning the miraculous power of God is not for you. And this applies to us all because the following thoughts will often come into your head as you pray. God is real, but a miraculous answer won't come for me. We'll concede that God really does answer prayer, but he won't answer your prayer. God's answers are for someone else. These temptations are practically universal. There's no one who seeks God that hasn't encountered these tests continually. Sure, God answers prayer, but he's not going to answer your prayer. And her answer to that test was no eloquent petition. She cried out saying, "Lord, help me." She simply cried out from her heart. Now, you'd think that she's pretty well conquered the tests, but no, she's facing yet another test. Jesus says, "It's not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs," which translates to, "You are not worthy to have your prayers answered." This is a very common stumbling block, that you're not good enough. But she simply looked straight to the heart of the Lord and knew he was good and answered by saying, "Yes, Lord, but even the dogs feed on the crumbs that fall from the master's table." Her amazing perception of God's heart is what caused Jesus to compliment her. It was her perception of Jesus being absolutely good that made the heart of Jesus glad. There is nothing in the Lord that is selfish or uncaring, and she met him on that level. As she cried out again, it was not to try to convince him that she was worthy. She didn't say, "I'm not a dog, I'm a person. I'm not just a person, I'm a woman." We are very elevated today in our opinion of ourselves. But instead, she didn't defend her worthiness. She appealed to his tender love, even toward the puppies. So God heard her and healed her. This is a great model for obtaining things from God. Be stubbornly persistent, but also gaze steadily at the heart of God. When we're assailed that we're not good enough, we can answer like this: "Of course I'm not good enough. Jesus came and died for sinners. Jesus died for sinners, so that means I qualify." God came to bring the kingdom to sinners. We're not trying to prove we're worthy. It's already been established that we're not worthy. We can say, "Well, devil, you got me this time. I am a sinner, and that qualifies me to be a recipient of his mercy." This is a good line to remember as we follow after the Lord and we get bombarded with criticism. We just say, "Well, of course I'm a sinner. That's a given. And the kingdom of God is for sinners. Therefore, I qualify." The Canaanite woman cried out and kept crying out. We can obtain anything that we need from God, but we must be serious enough to keep crying out. I know there are many listening who have very pressing needs, and you might feel like God is a million miles away, but he's not. He's closer than your breath, but he requires of us to believe, to have faith, to have confidence in him. So I want to encourage you to press on in prayer. Press on in believing prayer, not just prayer. Remember, any religion can have people praying, but it is believing prayer in the living God that produces answers. Jesus instructs us saying, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you would. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, I pray for each of those listening today that you would give the gift of faith, that you would give an increased faith to each one to seek you earnestly, to seek and cry out after you desperately, and not to let go of you until they receive that answer that they need so desperately. Lord, I pray that you would meet the needs of those who are listening to this, that you would minister to the needs of the heart, that you would minister to the needs of their families, that you would minister to the physical needs, that you would bring healing to relationships. Lord, that you would give direction and guidance and send people out to labor in your fields. I pray that you would grant miraculous answers to prayer this day to those who are listening as you encourage them to go out and to spend some time apart with you until they receive a confirmation of your answer. I ask you to bless each one in the name of Jesus. Amen. We have uplifting and edifying material available on our website, skiesrevivalradio.org. The first book of the Revival Begins With You series is perhaps the most inspiring of all. It's called Through the Narrow Gate, The Surprising Door to Radiant Life. It will help you to sort through all the noise and take you back to the genuine old-fashioned gospel that's reminiscent of George Whitefield, D.L. Moody, and Charles Spurgeon. It's available in both printed and digital formats. And our Celtic Revival CD is also available, along with our brand new CD called Courageous. All of these will lift your spirit up to the heavenlies. Please type in Skies Revival Radio and take advantage of these books and CDs, especially made to lift you up out of the miry clay and set your feet on the straight and narrow path that leads to life.
These radio programs are aired weekly all across the country and on internet radio. It is a faith ministry, and they are supported only by the Sky Family and a little group of concerned Christians who contribute to the radio ministry. If you have been helped or encouraged or edified in any way, would you consider joining that small group to keep these broadcasts going out? It takes a lot of money to produce these programs and to get them out to those who can hear and be encouraged to begin the exciting adventure of personal revival. Your joining with us in this ministry would be a real blessing to many people. Because we don't deduct any kind of administration fee, every dollar you send goes directly to getting the gospel out into this dark world. So even a small donation goes a long way. If you go online and type in Skies Revival Radio, our homepage will come up. Somewhere on the page will be a donate button. If you click on that, you will find a number of ways you can join us in this important work. Or call us at 508-887-1051. That's 508-887-1051. Or email us at tourmanager@theskies.org. If you can't afford anything, don't worry. You can still join our team by standing in the gap and praying with us week by week as the broadcasts go out. It takes a lot of money and a lot of prayer to have the gospel go forth through the media. Thanks so much for your help financially and in prayer. May God bless you.
This song is from the Sky Family. It is available as a download from the Sky Family website.
You're the living water.
as she's crying.